It's a glorious morning. That kind of October sun that you get. I'm traipsing through my village on the way to the Gentleman's Breakfast Club. Is that what it's called? I can't even remember. Gentleman's Early Morning Breakfast Club. Anyway, I've only gone about 8-10 times. It's mostly a bunch of the village elders and some not quite so elderly getting together and attempting to put the worlds to rights over a full English and a gallon of coffee, which is a bit of a selling point for me. I probably would have been put off if I'd known the origins of the club, because it's originally organised by the church, and maybe 80-90% of the people in attendance are, I wouldn't say full on church going members, as in they go on about it all the time, but it's definitely designed to be kind of a flavour of the meeting, with less I guess about organised religion and more about morals and what is right and certain philosophical questions connected to current events going on around the world at the moment. And there are varying degrees of intensity, not only in the conversation but in people's religious persuasions. I guess I'm agnostic. I'm not religious enough to be an atheist. There's a couple of atheists there. I've called myself the token atheist before because it's just easier, but I think some atheists are so, like there was a guy there, they're so hardcore atheist that I think he's more passionately following his atheist belief system than many of the Christians are following their own organised shenanigans. So it's always an interesting once a month get together. There's going to be some kind of argument where one person is shouting down another person who seems to have institutionalised racism at the back of their mind. No, honestly, it happens. And I find it really interesting to be in what technically is a social network outside of my normal sphere. And there's an interesting change in my posting behaviour. And maybe social networks are just behaviour, as behaviour are just social networks. When I post to app.net or alpha.app.net, I'm actually posting there normally first in the morning now, rather than Twitter. I haven't even tweeted so far today. And I seem to be posting more what I would class as meaningful conversational content and getting more responses because of that compared to Twitter. And if Twitter has become this broadcast platform, you know, unless you've got a large network, how do you know anybody is seeing this? And where is the value in the broadcast there? When, you know, we can use our blogs for that and you can go into more depth. There's another reason why I'm finding app.net quite spectacular in getting a point across, is 256 characters adds context exponentially. It really enables you to say a hell of a lot more in a short space of time. It's not just, you know, a bit more than Twitter. It's a lot more than what Twitter's allowing. And I don't want to slam Twitter. Twitter's been phenomenal, not only in its growth and adoption and showing that something can, at least in the area of serendipity farming, compete with Facebook. It's brought an immense amount of value. Like I say, you know, whether it be work or connections or weird and wonderful collaborations. But I'm finding that kind of value come almost immediately. And now app.net has dropped its price from $50 to $35. There's a load more people who seem to be swayed and are nipping in. I mean, why $50 or 40 quid, whatever that was, freaked so many people out when they probably pay that for their Flickr or Vimeo hosting, and then probably getting a fraction of the interaction and conversation. I don't know, some people pay that for their mobile phone bill once a month, might not make that many calls, and be on the Wi-Fi all the time. So it's horses for courses, isn't it? I didn't question it, and now I'm glad that having the price go down means that my membership is even extended. So no qualms for me, and I'm thinking the more parts of app.net which get switched on. So at the moment, I mean, I'd love it if easier. It probably is really easy for places like Audioboo, where I'm recording this, to cross-post in without me needing to use some kind of if this then that. But I guess they're waiting for there to be a larger number than the 20 odd thousand that are in there right now. At the moment, I'm having to use other tools to post audio in, and when I look at the folder containing app.net apps, mine's absolutely ram-packed. Now, I've probably only got two or three Twitter apps now, having deleted most of the pants ones, especially the ones that have kind of API capping. I think one of the Twitterific pros and Tweetbot, the actual one I use all the time. But when you look at the coders and developers and how much they're actually doing for app.net right now, I've probably got six or seven different APN or app.net apps enabling me to do stuff. Not so many on the iPad, and although I have bought Tweetbot's app.net client, which I think is going to be a bit of a game changer when it comes for people, you know, who adopt alpha.app.net, which is the actual kind of Twitter clone section of app.net, I think you know, that attracts quite a lot of people. Well, if, you know, Tapbots have created something, it must be good. So, I mean, I must admit, I still prefer using multimedia platforms when they're stable, like Koso's using, that enables me to post different types of media straight into APN. But there is something very smooth and clean about some of the other apps out there and what they're doing. And the Tapbots app, Netbot, seems to be... it looks so much like Twitter, I sometimes don't know what I'm posting into until I get loads more responses and I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'm on APM. So I've pretty much reached my destination, which is a very old pub. And why not spend Saturday morning in a very old pub? So that's kind of an interesting that I've noticed that when I do a blog post, I share it into alpha.app.net before I post it to Twitter. In fact, sometimes I've even forgotten to share stuff into Twitter because you're kind of satisfied with the reaction and conversation that pops up. Why is this? What are people more attentive? Because the community feels like the early days of Twitter and this early adopting kind of mentality where they see the value in a response or a comment. Or is it just that it's so much less noisy and it's easier to see stuff, easier to see the conversation and threads that are happening? I don't know. I'm trying not to question it too much. I'm just trying to enjoy it as I am this early morning, slightly cold on the end of the nose, but gloriously sunny day in my village in Cambridgeshire. So whatever you're doing on Saturday morning, whether it's carrying around a small mobile world in your pocket, or you're doing what I'm doing and heading to the pub to have potentially some intellectual rows and discussions, have a good one.